O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. What do you think of angels? I want to talk about angels for a few moments. British newspaper, London Times, ran a story about a young boy who gave his personal account of his recent tonsillectomy. He said, "When I went into the big room, there was a lot of white light, bright, and two lady angels dressed in white. Then two men angels looked down my throat. One said, 'God, look at that boy's tonsils.' And God said, 'I'll take them out at once.'" He obviously mistook a doctor for an angel. Yet it seems perfectly natural to him that angels should be in the operating room when he's going through surgery. It wasn't a mystery to him. Well, is it just a figment of a child's imagination, you think, or is there something to this whole idea of angels? The CBS television show years ago called Touched by an Angel. Well, is it real stuff, or can you really be touched by an angel? There are 305 references to angels in the Bible. That's 35 more references than there are to the word faith. And we've just sung all about angels. Angels we have heard on high. Hark the herald angels sing. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, and all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down. And on we sing about angels. And then we tell stories about angels, how angel appeared to Mary and said, "Don't be afraid." And then to Joseph, and then to shepherds in the field. And then today to Joseph, saying, "You better get out of town, go to Egypt." And finally, he says, "Now you can leave Egypt." And finally, "Don't go to Judea, go to Nazareth." Well, in our modern, sophisticated, scientific, rational world, is there a place for angels, for singing, for talking about them? I think so. I think perhaps there is something to this whole idea of angels. And by angels, I don't mean people that appear to us in long white robes and flowing hair and wings on the back. I mean the possibility that besides human beings, there might be spiritual beings that come to us for guidance, because you see, the word angel in the Bible means messenger, God's messenger to you. And they come in all shapes and sizes, I think, human and spiritual. In Hebrews, the Bible says, "Are not all angels spirits in the divine service, sent to serve for the sake of those who inherit salvation?" And of course, we hear the angels coming to Jesus after his temptation. And today we hear of angels appearing to Joseph. What was the message to Joseph? Well, first of all, to give guidance to Joseph. He'd gone through some tough times. He'd gone through this struggle with what to do about Mary and Mary's pregnancy. The angel came to Joseph and said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife," speaking to his fear. And then in today's scripture gave directions, flee to Egypt. Okay, it's time to leave Egypt. Settle in Nazareth. Bringing God's message. And the key in most of the stories regarding angels in the Bible is that they bring a message from God, a message of comfort, of strength, of hope, of peace, that minister to your inward spirit. Sometimes we're not even aware of this angelic presence. Sometimes God's messenger comes to us and we're totally unaware of it. The lesson for us is that we should expect to hear from God. Because you see, the promise is that God is with us always. That God's presence is with us no matter what the circumstance. Some of us are mistrusting about angels because the evidence is always anecdotal. If Joseph came into the room today and said, well, I heard a message from God, from an angel. Well, how did that happen, Joseph? Well, it was in a dream. Oh, of course, you were dreaming. Forget about it. And we tend to discount those times when God appears to us. Morton Kelsey has a book called Dreams, A Way to Listen to God. So God appears to us in many different ways, through many different modes, if you will, human and spiritual. One woman tells a story of the time her brother was dying with cancer. She said, I knew my brother's time was short, and after sitting with him for 4 hours of struggling to breathe, I decided to call the chaplain, if not for Steve, then for myself. So I knew the end was near. And the chaplain arrived, and she was a great comfort. Her own brother was dying of cancer. And she understood my pain, the woman said. I told her about Steve's religious background, including his interest in the Bible. And we went to Steve's room and encircled the bed and said prayer. And I had told the chaplain of how I couldn't understand why God was allowing this to go on. It didn't seem fair. And I asked her to pray for God's help, to help Steve get rid of anything that was holding him here, to release him to go on to be with God. And she asked angels to come and protect him and to show him the way to heaven. And she read verses from the Bible about heaven and its beauty so that Steve wouldn't be afraid. And I whispered in his ear that it's okay to go. It's okay to go with the angels. And that was, as we sat there in that hospital room, she said, I looked out the window and I saw 5 white birds flying above us, always staying together. 2 small birds and 3 large birds. They were beautiful. They looked like egrets that were water birds, which was odd because she said we were in the middle of a large city. And so we prayed, and by now we realized that the birds were not out there before the chaplain had arrived. They'd never left for the next 2 hours until Steve died. And then it was we realized they were gone, and I never saw them again. She said, when I returned home, I was sitting on the floor in my bedroom looking through some pictures. And I looked up at a picture that Steve had recently brought to me, had it framed as a gift. And there in the picture were five white birds, two small birds and three large birds that looked like egrets. As we enter the new year, my prayer is that we discover the grace and the guidance of God, and that we may be touched by an angel, that you and I may be open to hear God's messenger. They come in all shapes and sizes, you know, human and spiritual. Amen.